We want to show you just how drastic these gains are and the implications. What you're seeing now is Afghanistan in April. The red on the screen are areas controlled by the Taliban. The orange, areas that are contested. This is what it looks like today. The Taliban taking two major Afghan cities just within the last 24 hours. And this all comes in the middle of the U.S. withdrawal of troops, raising concerns about potentially catastrophic consequences in the war against terror. NewsNation White House correspondent Allison Harris spoke with the Afghan ambassador in the last 24 hours, and she joins us live in Washington, D.C. tonight with the very latest on this developing situation. Allison.
Marty, the U.S. Embassy is warning Americans who are in Afghanistan to leave immediately. The security situation there is rapidly deteriorating as the military is mobilizing to get Americans and allies out of the country safely. Thousands of American troops going back to Afghanistan, not to fight the Taliban, but to help what is now a frantic effort to get Americans out. 3,000 troops deploy immediately to Kabul to secure the evacuation, helping embassy personnel leave. Another 1,000 troops deployed to Qatar to process special immigrant visas for Afghans who helped the U.S. And more than 3,500 troops will go to Kuwait to stand by, ready to help secure the airport if needed. The Pentagon calling this a very narrowly defined, very temporary mission.
We believe this is the prudent thing to do given the rapidly deteriorating security situation in and around Kabul.
The Taliban today capturing Afghanistan's second and third largest cities of Kandahar and Herat, and strategically isolating the capital, Kabul, which could fall in as soon as a month based on U.S. intelligence reports. Propaganda videos show the Taliban infiltrating police stations and staking claim in government buildings. The Biden administration again today calling for talks with the Taliban, but there's little incentive for the Taliban to negotiate, rapidly gaining control of the country. The State Department today pressing for a political solution.
This is not abandonment. This is not an evacuation. This is not the wholesale withdrawal.
We have to prepare for the possibility, what if there is no political solution?
In our interview yesterday, Afghan ambassador to the U.S. Adela Raz tells me more American air power would be the game changer to hit back at Taliban forces as they advance toward the capital. The Pentagon today saying there will be more planes, but they will be sent to airlift Americans and allies to safety in the face of the Taliban onslaught. There are already 650 U.S. forces in Afghanistan, 650 U.S. troops. They have been helping secure the airport and the U.S. embassy. Marnie?
And Allison, we can't lose sight of the toll that America's longest war has taken to this point.
We cannot, Marnie. 2,352 U.S. military personnel have died in America's longest war. The U.S. has spent $1 trillion fighting this war. It is remarkable to think about. A month from now, as the U.S. is honoring the 20th anniversary of 9/11, the Taliban could be in control in the country. Marnie?
Allison Harris, live for us in D.C. 2,352 U.S. military members have died.